I'm sick and tired of hearing from our residents and victims of gun violence and Republicans blaming us as mayors for violent crime. We need their help. We need their help. And it's important that we hold them accountable for passing dangerous gun laws in our state.
Mayor Bibb on Sunday afternoon, separate shootings, West 6th Street, Cleveland, leaving 12 people injured, Warehouse District, popular area, and of course also in Tremont.
Last summer, the Republican-led legislature in Columbus passed Senate Bill 215. And across the state, from Cleveland to Columbus and Cincinnati, we've seen an uptick in shootings across our state. We need Republicans in Columbus to give us mayors more tools to get guns off our streets.
Mayor, referring to the law, Bill 215, the governor signed, removing the requirement to make it optional for Ohioans to earn a concealed handgun license. According to the bill, any person 21 years of age and legally able to possess a firearm may carry a concealed handgun. Here's Chief Drummond.
Prevention, intervention, opportunities, those are the type of things I think will help turn things around. But it's important to note that we cannot change human behavior.
I have to add in on that one, if the mayor don't mind. This was not an issue of not having enough officers. I want to make sure that's clear. This was not an issue of having more officers.
Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, our go-to guy when this sort of thing happens, sadly, in our town. Tim, appreciate your time. Look, this horrible, a number of people shot. Amazing no one killed. I mean, there were a couple seriously injured, but just, I mean, sad. The first thing I thought when I heard this, Tim.
Yeah, this is very sad. And let me point out, what we have here, and just recently in the last month at most, is we've had a new trend. And that new trend is the random drive-by shooting into a crowd type of mass shootings. And we haven't had a big problem with this in the past. Most of the mass shootings in the past have been targeted locations, people, businesses, schools, etc. Whereas now there seems to be a little bit of basically a massive random shooting. And I think what we're seeing is some copycats. When this started about a month ago, we've seen a couple incidents in other cities, and now it seems to be picking up. So I'm concerned this is starting to be a new trend.
We had this guy in New York on the scooter that shot the 86-year-old man on the sidewalk over the weekend as well. As far as the Warehouse District, we are told police responded quickly, offering medical aid. Those seriously injured were transported over to the hospital. No deaths. Still not sure about injuries. Kind of hard to get information, of course, on the Sunday. Let me ask you a couple things, though. You heard Chief Drummond there. It seems like right away they don't want to say it. Look, it's not that we need more police. My reaction would be, I think you do. I mean, not that a police officer standing there could have prevented it, but we don't know because we didn't have anybody there, Tim.
Yeah, I think what the chief is saying is that there were quite a bit of police in the general area, and it wasn't a result of no police being in that area, that the police weren't doing their job in the area. But anytime you can increase your police presence, it definitely makes a difference. Cleveland's no different than any other city. The numbers of officers retired are up. The number of officers on duty are down. And definitely, anytime you can increase police presence, you can decrease crime.
Tim, while I got you this morning, as I drove in, I knew this would be a story. I was in my mind thinking about how to talk about it and handle it. And then I want to run something by you. As I came in this morning, it's about 4:30. We're on on 6th Street here, downtown Cleveland, off Euclid. Euclid Avenue. And our parking garage has the gate, and I've got a pass card that opens the gate. Now, I'm trying to be aware. Look around. You see people. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't want anybody coming up to my car. It's happened a couple of times where people have. This morning, I've got this on my mind. They're still looking for a shooter. I come into my parking garage, and as I look, there's somebody behind me. I park my car. They walked up and came to me. I didn't roll down my window. It was a man with sunglasses and a hooded sweatshirt. Now, he had a cup. He was wanting me to give him money. With his hand, he's beating on my window with the cup, but I couldn't see his other hand. It was in his sweatshirt. Now, you know what I'm thinking? This ain't good. So I just want to ask you, Tim, for someone listening this morning, and this has never happened to me. I mean, I've had, panhandlers come up to me. But somebody aggressively coming into my car in a parking garage, here's what I did. I didn't unroll the window. I started to back the car up thinking that would scare him, but it didn't. But I got on my cell phone to call Scooter to at least let him know, I got a problem down here. Can you come down to the garage? How do you think? And then the guy finally left, somehow, I guess, got out of the garage. Then I talked to our security people here. What did I do right or wrong there?
Well, first, the whole key to being confronted, attacked, whatever, is allowing that person to decrease the physical distance between you and them. If you see someone approaching you, you're in your car, you're walking, the first thing you want to always think about is increase the distance between you and that person. That's the most important thing. If you're walking outside and they start to approach you, don't stop and let them come up to you and engage you. No, increase your distance. In your case, you see him coming up. As you see him coming up, don't wait till he gets to you. Start to increase your distance way before they get near you. That is the most important thing you need to do.
So as he was coming closer to the car, I could tell he wasn't a security person. I can't even say that. We've been down here 6 months. I've never seen any security person in my garage. So at one point, I'm thinking, okay, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Could it be a security person? When it wasn't, my first thought was, well, I want to stay inside the car. I don't want to get out, obviously. And then when I went to back up and he didn't move, that kind of worried me even more. That didn't seem to worry him. And, Tim, I'm 6'2". I take care of myself. I'm a big guy. But I was worried about where the other hand was. I had no idea what was. Again, we're looking for a shooter in this town.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, you can be 6'2", but a gun doesn't have discretion on size and ability. And once again, as someone approaches you, you're not sure if it's security or not.
Right.
It would be better to increase your distance, then get a better look at the person to see if they are security or not, but not to wait till the last minute. This is the crucial point. Once again, I can't stress it enough. It's too late when that person is up in your face.
Yeah.
Now they're in control.
Yeah. All right. Tim, I appreciate your time as always. Thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.
Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services.